I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond. Osmond Designs is her store down in Lehigh and Orem. She's got two locations. It is the perfect place to go if you're out running errands today and need a refresh on your home. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay?
So good. Okay, this is your Super Bowl time of the year, right?
It sure is.
Because it's parade of home season.
You know, I know everyone's focused on their kids graduating and all of that good stuff, but, you know, behind the scenes, there's a lot of fun in the works. It's called the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. And right now, we are setting up homes. So it's a little chaotic at the Osmond Design Store, but it's exciting.
Yeah, this is the fun time where you get to showcase all of your products and just like make them the most perfect they can be. Whenever I go to the Parade of Homes, I know I tell you this all the time, but I get a little depressed because I'm just like, wah, wah, my home does not look like this.
Whatever.
But you inspire me because you always tell me to be inspired by the Parade of Homes. And even if I can't do it on that budget, I can make the look happen.
Absolutely. You know, Lindsay, I have to tell you, being in the furniture and interior design store, we even love the Parade of Homes. The setup for us is so exciting. It's like Christmas morning because a lot of these products we've never had in our store before. So we always love to just bring in the latest and greatest and the best of what is available in the country. So when we unbox those and put it all together, you guys, it's so much fun. Like,
yeah.
It's a serious problem. I'm a kid in a candy store.
I have a problem.
I have a serious problem.
It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Yes, and I'm totally okay to admit that. It's an addiction, and I am passionate about it.
That's why you're the best in the business, though. Because if you didn't have that passion, then you wouldn't be giving your clients the biggest and best as well.
You know, my clients are the highlight of my job. I can't believe I get paid to do what I do. And the Parade of Homes is something that we have been involved with, I don't know how many years, maybe 12, 15 years. I probably should find out, but a long, long time. And I'll probably do it until I'm 99. I love to support the Parade of Homes and the Home Builders Association. There is so much good that happens. The best of the best in subcontractors and contractors. The best products, the latest and greatest trends are being showcased. It's Pinterest and house in person, which is incredible. You get to walk through and see all these homes for $20.
Right.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tickets are available at Osmond Designs. There is a $3 discount per ticket, and you also receive a free lanyard and a free bag, and the magazine's coming up. So lots of exciting things at Osmond Designs right now. In fact, today, just today, we are giving away two free tickets and a free t-shirt to the first person that walks into the Orem Osmond Design Store. So if you are out and about, stop by the Orem Osmond Designs, grab that gift if it's not already given. And all of our prices are, you know, no one beats our prices on anything that we sell. We have high end, low end, lots of price points in the middle. And then we have an additional 20% off because it's our 20th year anniversary.
Oh,
so we're super
goodness.
Excited about that. I'm old.
Well, but wisdom. With age comes wisdom.
Experience.
Heather. Yes.
Yes.
Wait, will you give the address of the Orem store in case people are driving, they don't want to Google right now?
Absolutely. 1660 North. State Street in Orem, right across from the McDonald's, right on the corner of that intersection.
Okay, perfect.
With that being said, I am so excited to introduce Steve Caldwell, who is the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. You're kind of the president. What do you call yourself?
Executive officer.
The only the executive officer, Steve Caldwell. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
It's so fun to have you. Before the show, I was saying we can talk for hours. There's always so much fun. Steve has been involved with the Parade of Homes and the Home Builders Association for how many years?
A lot more than I'd like to admit.
Wisdom, Steve, wisdom.
Just you know, throw out a number. Is it 20 years?
It's a little more than 30.
Only 30. That's incredible. Yeah, there's no one better.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot to have that are better. But.
Steve, tell us a little bit about you and how you became involved with the Home Builders Association.
Well, I've always been in the building industry as a salesman for other companies. And was always involved with the home builders. Been on their board of directors for that same 30 years. And just serviced and worked with the builders. It was a great place to network and to get to know people. And it helped my business. And it also helped me personally to have more friends and things like that. So about 10 years ago when this position came available, the builders asked me if I'd be interested. At the time, I didn't think I was, but I am really glad I did, and it's been a great opportunity to be involved.
So let's give our listeners a little background of what the Home Builders Association is. There's one in Utah Valley, one in Salt Lake, one in St. George, North Salt Lake. How does that work?
There's one in Park City and in Cedar City. So we're all part of a state organization in the state of Utah. And then the Utah organization is part of the National Organization of Home Builders. We have, you know, ours is just Utah Valley, but we have a pretty unique Home Builders Association in Utah Valley. I think it's one of the best in the nation.
I agree with that. I'm a little biased, but I really think
too.
It is.
Ours is really, we have some really great people, whether they're builders or whether they're associates or subcontractors, but we all work really well together. They do a lot of charity work or service work, and I think that's what makes us separate from a lot of other associations. Our Parade of Homes, I think, is probably one of the best in the nation. I think 2 years ago, we actually won the award for best in the nation, and other than you can't win it, every year.
You would win it every year, probably.
It's just unique. Our parade stands out and does a remarkable job. Our builders do some fantastic homes with a lot of new ideas in them. We have a lot of people, like this last month, I've spent a lot of time on the phone with people from across the nation that want to bring their company and their foreman and thing to Utah County this next 2 weeks to see the parade. So they're asking us where to fly in, where to stay. But it's created a lot of interest in other places of the nation because it is so unique.
So the Home Builders Association is a networking club or organization where individuals or businesses can get together and go to monthly meetings. We can learn. It's an education organization. To learn about what's going on in the industry, but it's also networking and getting to know and referrals and definitely introducing ourselves to each other, which I think is so, so valuable.
It is. Networking's a huge part of our organization and what we do. Also, government affairs. We spend a lot of energy and money and time working with the cities in Utah County, trying to keep things reasonable for
building
builders.
Building permits
and impact fees. So we have a lot of time spent in that energy. We also, in the state of Utah, they spend a lot of time up on the Capitol trying to make laws and things that are builder-friendly or keep from raising the prices of housing and getting it more affordable. But it's very difficult. So government affairs, networking, and service – and education is probably our biggest things that we take care of.
I think so, too. And I think it really is a networking organization that you can be proud to be part of. Not everyone can join. You have to be in good standing, and there are certain requirements that are included and expected.
Yes, and we, you know, kind of police that and try to make sure that we have honest, good people in the organization.
And I think in the building industry, it's great to do your research and hire people that have good reputations that maybe you can even call the Home Builders Association to make sure that they are in good standing, that they pay their bills. There's a lot of contractors that don't. It's a problem.
Yeah, we get calls almost every day of someone that's checking out a builder or asking us which builders would be right for the area they're in or the price point they're in. And I think it's a great thing to be prepared or to have the right knowledge to be able to pick a good contractor.
I think so, too. In the Home Builders Association, specifically in the Parade of Homes, the builders have to meet certain criteria to be able to showcase their home. There are deadlines that they have to meet. Right now, we're in the midst of that. There's a few homes that we're a little worried about hitting their Parade of Homes deadline. But it really is something that's important for these builders to be able to hit deadlines, not only for the parade, but for any home that they're building. We're so excited that you've joined us today on the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We have Steve Caldwell, the executive officer of the Utah Valley Parade of Homes and Utah Valley Home Builders Association on the show with us today. We'll be right back.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. She's the owner and interior designer there. Stores are in Lehigh and Orem. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay?
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Right?
I know. It's such a good time. People getting out of Dodge, taking a little break before the summer, kids getting out of school, all the things happening. But we got to talk about what the market's doing right now, because we've just seen the interest rates go crazy. We're trying to bring down inflation. That was all on purpose. How are we looking right now?
Lindsay, it is such a great opportunity to do this show with you, because I feel like we always just get to talk about the good news. Even when there's a downturn in the market, Utah seems to be weathering the storm, which I'm so proud of. I'm a Utah born and raised girl, so I'm sure proud of that. I do a lot of research about what's going on in the industry because I have my real estate license. I've had that for almost 28 years. I'm, you know, somewhat active, just buying and selling my own things and then for family members. But my real love is interior design. And so I get to spend a lot of time in people's homes. I get to spend a lot of time working with contractors and the industry experts to know what's going on in the real estate market specifically. But today we also have one of the industry experts, Steve Caldwell. He's the executive officer of the Utah Valley Home Builders Association. He's boots on the ground. He gets to talk to all the builders that are involved in that organization, which are the best of the best in the industry. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
So good to see you. What's your perspective of what's going on in the real estate market nationally, but then, you know, specifically here in Utah?
Well, I believe nationally we're struggling. It has changed dramatically. The interest rates have a huge effect on housing. and affordability. It also has affected us locally. I don't think you can raise interest rates that much without hurting us and making a difference. The good part is there's still a lot of demand here in Utah. Affordability is a problem here in Utah, but we are weathering the storm. I think the lower-end builders, the tract builders and that, they're probably having the toughest time because members or people can't afford or can't qualify for the loans. The mid-range and upper end seem to be very, very busy and seem to do well, very well. Again, Utah's just different than the rest of the nation, and I think our builders are going to weather the storm really well.
Yeah, I think even with the Utah Valley Parade of Homes this year, I was surprised at how many homes are in the parade. It really didn't slow down. There's a huge number. We'll talk specifically about all of the details of those builders and what is going to be showcased in the parade in the next segment. But I'm 100% agree with you that the custom market in Utah, I don't think it's been phased too much. I think the people that have money still have money and they're building what they want.
They are. And our parade kind of shows that. I think in our parade, we have 31 homes, but there's probably 15 or 20 of them that are well over $1 million.
Yeah.
And so there's still a lot of building going on and very expensive, nice building going on.
I think so too. And then the production builders, I think they're being more creative in how they are marketing their homes. I know a lot of people are buying down interest rates and they are completing these production homes with basement apartments, kitchens, and outside entrances so that there's the possibility of renting that space to provide extra income for those first-time home buyers to be able to get in those starter homes.
Yeah, I don't think there's too many homes right now in that price range that don't have a walkout basement, where they used to never worry about a walkout basement, but that's important now. And being able to do an apartment or whatever for the home to be able to afford the home, I think is a real big part of the future.
Yeah. Before we started raising interest rates, just a quick question. It was very much a seller's market. Has that shifted? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's changed in almost all price points.
Yeah.
It's not a seller's market anymore. I don't think prices have come down dramatically. I don't see the cost of goods changing dramatically. There are more things available. I think lumber's come down, some of the other things, but prices are about where they are going to be. I think they've come down a little bit with the recession, or what if it's not a recession yet, who knows? Yeah, I think they've come down a little bit, but there isn't a lot more room. And I think but the interest rates is what's really affecting people.
Yeah, because people are still willing to sell, but then they're not willing to go buy again because the interest rates are so high. Yeah, they're sitting at a 2% mortgage right now, and they don't want to go have 7.
No.
Yeah, you can't afford to.
Yeah.
And so, but then that makes it so new construction is what is available. And I think as soon as people realize that a 5% loan is a good loan, then I think business will pick way up again because there is a demand. But we've been spoiled for the last few years with interest rates, and who knows? I don't see it coming back to that 2% or 3% loan in the near future. But 5% for most of my life has been a really good loan.
Yeah. I know. It's hard to say shoulda, coulda, woulda with interest rates, right? Because 7 is so much different than 2. But still, 7 is like, I try to keep that in perspective too, right? Mm-hmm. Historically, they've been higher at points.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And when we're talking starter homes, we're talking $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 homes.
Yeah. You wouldn't find many at $500,000 or $400,000.
Yeah. My kids can't afford a home these days. Yeah. It's so expensive. So we really do have to be creative in how we help make things affordable for our kids.
Yeah, we do. And prices are tough. You know, land is very expensive. You can find $500,000 homes, but they're going to be out in the extremities.
Yeah.
And so it's tough. It's a tough market for kids to find a house.
Absolutely. And those fixer-uppers, right? They don't want to buy a home and then have to put $50,000 in it to make it nice again.
Yeah. It's even those aren't available. And with the interest rates, it's still hard. Like you said, most people aren't moving.
Yeah.
If you've got a 2% interest rate, you can't afford to leave it and move up.
Yeah.
You got to take care of it.
Absolutely. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We're going to give you a backstage view of this year's Utah Valley Parade of Homes.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. You can podcast this episode wherever you podcast. Just search for the KSL Real Estate Show. We also have the KSL News Radio app with the handy little podcast button. And all of our KSL podcasts, including the Real Estate Show, listed there. Heather Osmond, of course, with me of Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehi and in Orem. Heather, happy Memorial Day weekend.
Happy Memorial Day. Welcome, KSL friends. It's a great weekend to buy furniture. I'm just saying,
it's great sales. Memorial Day and like 4th of July, right?
Right. If you're not going out of town, come into Osmond Designs. Buy yourself a new sofa. Look for a great chair. Great pillows, rugs, you know, candles. It's time to update your home for spring, and it's a great weekend to do that. Everything in the entire store is an additional 20% off the lowest mark price, and we always have that guaranteed no one beats our prices on any brand. We have the best brands in the entire country. We try to just make it as easy as possible for you. And we have over 45,000 square feet of in-stock product. So you can bring your truck and trailer and just take it home today, which is the best ever.
Okay, Heather, so this is your Super Bowl time because we have the Utah Valley Parade of Homes coming up, which I love the Parade of Homes because you just get to go see the inspiration. You know, sometimes I leave feeling a little depressed about what I can't afford.
Lindsay.
But I'm going to try to do it this year to just get inspiration, not so much like be down on myself.
You know, it can be so fun. And it's always great to see how the rich and famous live. You know, there was a television show back in the day. But there's price ranges, right? There's high-end homes in the parade and there's starter homes. So it's fun to see both and see what's going on. And there's different products and different price points. So hopefully you do feel inspired when you go to the parade. It is housed in Pinterest, you know, in person.
Well, those make me depressed online too. So it's not any different.
Oh my gosh. For $20, you know, this is less than even going to the movies, and it's 3 weekends, 2 weeks long. And it's a great time. Today we have my friend Steve Caldwell, who is the executive officer of the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. One of the best Parade of Homes in the nation. I'm just saying, 2 years ago, they received that award. So proud to be part of this organization and support them. Central Bank and I are the title sponsors of the parade. Let me just give a shout out to Central Bank. They are also the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. They're my bank. I'm a little biased. They helped me grow Osmond Designs to what it is today. So thank you, Central Bank. Tickets are only $20. And at Osmond Designs right now, you can get a free lanyard, a free bag with any ticket purchase. And it's $3 off per ticket, which is a pretty killer discount if you're buying multiple tickets. So keep that in mind. Steve, let's give everyone just a little backstage sneak peek of what they're going to expect in the parade this year. How many homes do we have?
We have 31 homes.
Only 31?
Only 31. I think we ended up with 24 last year. So it's grown. They probably range in price from $500,000 to $6 to $7 million.
Only $6 to $7 million.
Mm. Yes. That's the home I get depressed in.
Everyone wants to go see that home. Yeah. How fun, right?
It is. Right now it's a lot of work, and the builders, I applaud them for what they're trying to go through to have them ready. Next week we start filming the homes for our virtual parade, so they have to have them complete, landscaped, decorated, and ready to be viewed. We also do our judging next week, and so it's going to be it's a busy time for the builders trying to get it all done.
Absolutely. No, and I am involved with that. We do a lot of the homes we are involved in doing the furnishings and the interior design, and we're usually one of the last ones in. And so they're still installing cabinets, and the plumber's still putting in the faucets, and the painters are doing touch-up paint when we're bringing sofas in and setting up beds. And there's a lot of chaos, but it's so exciting and so fun too.
It's going to be neat. I mean, there's some really, really neat homes this year. There's some builders that have put in a lot of extra effort. I'm excited to see how it goes. I think it's going to be pretty exciting.
And there's a lot of new builders this year that haven't showcased a home, so I'm excited to see their work.
Yeah, I think we have 12 builders out of the 31 this year that haven't done it in the past, which will be good and bad because they don't know what they're up against.
Good and bad, especially as
you know, they're struggling right now because it's hard. Even the subcontractors have to work on all 31 homes.
Yeah, they're competing against all of the other homes to get them to show up.
Yeah, but it is good because there'll be some neat, unique ideas. There'll be some builders that establish themselves as very quality builders in our area. And a lot to show.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about some of our favorite homes. I mean, we love all the homes and all the builders, but one that I'm particularly a little biased to is the home from Oakwood Homes. They're partnering with St. Jude's Hospital, and we were able to be involved in that home. We furnished the entire home. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think, as I understand it, they donated the lot. They've donated all the labor and had their subs donate all of their labor. So 100% of the sale price of that home will go to St. Jude's. And it's a pretty, I mean, that's a huge donation. I would guess $500,000 to $600,000 at least. And all goes to St. Jude. That's the kind of people we have in our organization. And we're proud to represent them and have that as part of our parade.
And I think people are so generous. I did have the opportunity to meet the president of St. Jude's and their organization and some of their team that flew in to see this home. So I think it's really going to get a lot of national publicity as well as Utah publicity, and of course be great for the Utah Valley Home Builders Association in just showing the charity work and the generosity of the organization and the people that we call our neighbors.
Yeah, I think it's really positive and it's kind of exciting, but it's just a part of what the home builders do, and I'm proud to be a part of that.
Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about a few of the other homes. I know there are some homes in Alpine.
Have
on
some
the north
Alpine,
end.
And I think we have six or seven in the Alpine Highland area, and about the same out in Mapleton. Both of those are probably where the most price points are, and some of the nicest homes.
Yeah, those are the bookends of the parade. So
right.
Yeah, it's quite the show in lots of different areas and communities. One of my other favorite homes we're doing this year is in Woodland Hills. It's a mountain modern home by Summit Construction. It's very edgy, very modern, very cozy and comfortable, though.
Yeah, it's a great area. They have fantastic views. They've been in the parade the last 3 or 4 years to showcase that area, and it is spectacular.
Any others that you want to give a shout out to?
Well, I always like, you know, the president of the home builders this year, Scott Dent, has a great home.
Such a good guy, too.
And yeah, and their home will be spectacular. Stephanie Daly, or Daly Construction, who's our first vice president, will be president next year. They've got a home in. They're new to our home builders, but they put their homes in the Salt Lake Parade for the last probably 7-10 years. But this year have moved to Utah County, and that should be a spectacular home.
How do you get a home in the parade? I always wondered that. I know it's past that time now, but you have to apply?
You have to apply. And there's a lot of rules you have to go through.
Sure.
Your homeowner has to agree to it and sign up for it. You have to pay a price to get in for advertising, and then agree to all the terms as far as being done on time, which is hard.
So homeowners sign up for it, and then they have people come in? Because I know you have some homes that are built and you showcase the builders. but you also have existing homes?
No, we do not have. We have one this year that's a total remodel.
Okay.
But they can't have been lived in during the year. So they have to be brand new homes. They have to be fully landscaped and fully decorated and have to be open to the public for those 3 weeks.
Right.
And they'll have to agree to all of that. The builder is the one that signs up. His homeowner has to agree with it, but they have to be a member and have to be fully involved with the home builders.
Got it. So this is like we're building a house and our builder wants to enter into the parade of homes. Are we on board?
Correct.
Yeah.
But there are perks for homeowners to be involved with the parade. I mean, obviously it's bragging rights. I was a parade home. That's a cool thing when you go to sell your home at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But they receive a lot of discounts. I know specifically with the appliances. There's 25% off, you know, list cost. And I know at our store we give discounts to those parades because it's great advertising for us.
You furnish it and leave it in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think at least for me, the best thing about being a parade home is that you know when it will be done. It'll be done on time.
That's true.
And you know that it will be complete. You know, the landscaping, the draperies, the furniture, everything will be done. So you don't have to worry about whether it's going to go over time or...
Yeah. And it holds some people's feet to the fire to do their best work.
That's
right?
What I think is the most important, because they know it's going to be showcased. And there will probably be, you know, on the low end, what, 5,000 people, 10,000, 15,000 people walking through your home?
Oh, yeah. You know, depends on the area, but Alpine and that will have 20,000 people go through each home.
You would hope all the subs and contractors and builders do their best work anyways, but I get where the incentive comes in. Yeah.
They're showcasing new things and unique things. Mm. So not only is it great workmanship, it's also some really unique ideas that probably haven't done in the past.
Yeah. And you get to see them in person, which is cool. Okay, Steve, so what are the dates of the parade this year?
Our parade opens June 8th and goes through the 24th of June. We're not open on Sundays or Mondays.
Those builders need a break.
They need a break. They are open from noon until 9 p.m. every day.
Makes a great date night, too. Leave the kids at home and, go tour the houses and go to dinner.
Grab your girlfriends.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Yes. Okay, so parade tickets are available. Osmond Designs, $3 discount per ticket. You get a free lanyard, free bag. Pick up multiple tickets. It adds up quite a bit. Central Bank also has tickets available. Steve Caldwell with the Utah Valley Home Builders Association. He's the executive officer. So happy to have him on. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. And you're probably going to travel around Utah County in the Utah Valley Parade of Homes this year and see all of her work in those parade homes. And you may not even realize it's Osmond Designs work. Like me, I went to a home show years and years ago before I ever knew you, Heather, and I was just like, that is what I want to do. And little did I know, it was all your work.
Oh, you're so sweet. You know, we love the Parade of Homes, all of the Parade of Homes. I'm a little biased to the Utah Valley just because I live in Alpine and been involved. As a little girl, I remember walking through the Parade of Homes with my parents, and it was something that was just a tradition. We did it every single year. And I dreamed, you know, even as a little girl, of building a home someday and having my home in the parade and how cool that would be. And so I know Steve Caldwell, who is the executive officer of the Home Builders Association, he loves the parade. I probably am second to loving it the most, I have to say. Steve, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. Okay, so the Home Builders Association with the Utah Valley Parade of Homes does some cool, unique things, one of those being the virtual parade.
Yeah, every year, well, the last 3 years, we've added a virtual parade to our ticket price. And that's why we'll be filming the homes next week. We do a film of the homes and a 365 viewing of the home. And that is included with all of our tickets. And it's become a really unique factor of our parade. Last year, we sold tickets in 46 states and 20 nations.
Wow.
Which is pretty remarkable. And some of those people actually came to the parade, so I'm sure not all of them were virtual. but I would guess a good percentage of those were all just virtual parade.
I love the idea of just sitting at your kitchen table and looking at these homes. I think it's amazing. So you can look at them virtually first and then narrow down the ones that you actually want to go look at.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people go back and look at specific things that they're interested in and can pick up coloring or ideas or furniture, whatever they need to, back with the virtual parade. I think it's done very well, and it's been a huge success for us.
I know in the furniture industry, we have so many people that will go walk through the parade, and then they'll call us and say, I want that sectional, I want that master bedroom set. And it's great to be able to see it in a home and not just in a store.
Yeah, well, and they're all different. I mean, there's all different designs, all different unique, specific ideas that they're trying to get across. And it makes it for a lot of fun, a lot of difference.
Let's remind everyone when the parade is again, hours and tickets, and then maybe the ages of who can attend the parade.
Tickets are $20 online, or Central Bank and Osmond Design have discounted tickets at $17 each. Tickets are available for the whole show. So once you buy a ticket, you can go every weekend or every night. You get to go to all 31 homes and get to return to two homes without any extra ticket. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of excitement. Ages for the parade of home are a little unique. 2 years old and above, you need to have a ticket. And I really think that's to deter bringing children to the parade.
Yes, please.
No judgments. It's just that they get their fingerprints on the windows.
Yeah. Touch everything.
It's so hard for the builders to have this much money and this much time in it, and then to have kids that aren't taken care of come in and make a mess or destroy things. And so we don't encourage kids, and we do that by ticket pricing.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. The Utah Valley Parade of Homes is truly one of the best in the entire country. You can go and walk through the homes. Now they offer, just over the past 3 years, a virtual parade. It's included in your ticket price. So, go through a few homes, look at a few homes at your kitchen table on your computer and narrow things down. It's a great date night. It's also just a really great girls' night out. So think of that as well. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Come on in to either store with locations in Lehigh and in Orem. And today you can pick up two free tickets and a t-shirt if you are the first one to say you heard the KSL Real Estate Show and you want to win. So grab it quickly if you can. We're so happy that you joined us today. We'll be back next week. Take care.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll